As growing communities put a strain on local infrastructure and resources, the provincial government has announced how it plans to distribute a new one-time fund of $1 billion to municipalities and regional districts across BC. On the Lower Sunshine Coast, four local governments will receive more than $9 million from the Growing Communities Fund. Each of the municipalities and regional districts across the province will receive at least $500,000, then additional funds based on population size and per capita growth as of Statistics Canada's 2021 census. The funding can be used for infrastructure and amenities such as water and electrical systems, roads and transit, community centers, parks and more. The grants are intended to complement existing infrastructure funding. By the end of March, the District of Sechelt is slated to receive $3,759,000, while the town of Gibsons is earmarked for $2,314,000. The Sechelt Nation Government District will receive $783,000, and the Sunshine Coast Regional District is set for $2,221,000. On the Upper Sunshine Coast, Powell River will receive $4,218,000 and the Cothet Regional District will be granted $1,367,000. In a March 3 press release, Powell River Sunshine Coast MLA Nicholas Simon said the historic investment of more than $14 million for his constituents will enable the funding of key projects. The Sunshine Coast is a beautiful place to call home, and with our unique beauty comes our own specific needs, Simon said. Fortunately, our local governments don't have to do it alone. This provincial investment will help ensure that our local services and infrastructure meet our community's needs. These grants will support projects that each community needs the most, like new affordable housing and childcare facilities, road improvements or recreation centers, Ann Kong, Minister of Municipal Affairs, said in a press release. The funding comes after the Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM, improving provincial grant process and its 2021 report ensuring local government financial resiliency. Of the funding, the president of UBCM, Jen Ford, said, "This new funding will allow communities to accelerate the replacement of aging systems, and expansion to current services to better meet the demands of growing populations. The approach of providing funding up front will ensure that these funds are directed to the most urgent priorities identified in each community."